What does it mean to be a strategic owner? How might it matter if something is owned in the public market or by a founder or family? What about the time horizon? And what does it mean to say if you're invested for the long term? Beyond a single business's success, do the patterns of ownership of businesses across the country make a difference in the way these businesses run, whether mom-and-pop shops or multinational corporations? Up until the last few years, I don't think I could have given you an answer to that. In many ways, I didn't even know they were interesting questions. Where I have long worked, the American Business School, we often talk a lot about management, but without much of an eye towards what is taking place in the owner's box. But I am increasingly realizing that this is a big error. Look no further than our collective interest in shows like HBO's Succession to see why. Can we really understand Waystar or Royko without understanding Logan Roy and the battle for control amongst Connor, Kendall, Roman, and Shiv? What about Berkshire Hathaway without wrapping our mind around the approach of Warren Buffett and the late Charlie Munger? If these examples seem too far afield, consider your local auto body shop or the veterinarian clinic whose ownership shifted hands from the founder to an investor out of New York. These hidden patterns of ownership are an invisible current with implications on the products we buy, the companies we work at, and the communities we live within. This podcast, The Owner's Box, is about telling that story.